And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, but before we get to today's theme, I want to remind you to go to my website and take the poll that I've got on the front page. It's a real simple yes or no question. Are you going to be looking for a new job in 2012? Answer yes or no. If you do, answer it right there live on the page. You'll get to see the results, the interim results right there before you, and then I'll be announcing the final results on Thursday's show. You'll find the poll up on my website, which is brainstorminonline.com. That's brainstormin, S-T-O-R-M-I-N, online.com. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is New Year's resolutions. Each of my guests is discussing a common New Year's resolution, whether it's finding a new job, being healthier, or getting organized. My next guests are a Harvard medical doctor and an executive wellness coach. Together, they'll get to the root cause of clutter in our lives from their book, Organize Your Mind, Organize Your Life. And if you have a question or if you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Dr. Paul Hammernis is an assistant professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School. He's an assistant psychiatrist at the Department of Psychiatry at Massachusetts General Hospital, and he's a child and adolescent psychologist at Newton Wesley Hospital as well. He has been involved in research on the brain and behavior for the past 10 years with a focus on attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, that's ADHD for short, and support from the National Institutes of Health as a clinical researcher. Coach Meg Moore is an entrepreneur, a biologist with an MBA, and a 17-year veteran of the biotech industry in the United Kingdom, Canada, France, and the United States. She was the CEO and the COO of two biotech firms. In 2000, she founded the Wellness Coaches Corporation, a strategic partner of the American College of Sports Medicine. And she has been, interestingly enough, she was born on a dairy farm in Northeast Toronto, and she went to a two-room schoolhouse to learn, and she also learned how to drive a tractor in her youth. Her mother's parents were Russian, German, Mennonite refugees who managed to escape the 1917 Bolshevik Revolution. Welcome to the show, both of you, Dr. Paul and Coach Meg. I'm glad to have you both as guests today.
Good to be here.
Thank you, Billy.
Well, thank you for being here. Now, I'll be the first to admit that my office is disorganized, and I'm pretty sure I'm not alone in that as I look around my office building and see other offices as well. This is the time when a lot of people make the vow to get more organized. So I want to just start out with a story, because you tell in the book a very compelling story about Jill, one of your patients your practice. She bursts into your office one day, and she's just had a terrible day. It started out with losing her car keys, which in fact turned out to be hiding in plain sight. Now, I realize from the book that Jill has a clinical disorder and most of us don't, but I think I can relate to this story. So do you mind telling it, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So I see patients in my office who have ADHD and some certainly who have other issues, you know, anxiety, depression, or folks who aren't sure, you know, if they have a clinical disorder. And people come in with very common complaints and concerns, and it has to do with feeling overwhelmed, with feeling disorganized. And so what we do in the book is we talk about a way of approaching organization, a way of finding some order to get organized. And it's based on some brain principles, areas of the brain that have to be functioning very well for people to be organized, paying attention, having good memory and such. And so that initial conversation that I had in the moment was about sustaining focus for her and helping her try to get rid of some of the physical clutter around her so she could have what we called a launch pad for her keys. And it was a great conversation where we talked about brain science, but also with a practical solution. And it was a new way of starting her day. So you think about the snowballing effect of starting your day losing your keys versus starting your day knowing they're always there. Very different ways of starting the day. And so it's a really good example about using brain science and some practical solutions to start your day in a much more organized way.
Very true. Now, Coach Meg, I'm going to ask you this question. How does organizing our lives really impact us both at work and at home?
Yes, well, it makes a big difference, because when we're frenzied and when we're scattering our attention in multitasking and when we're distracted, we get to the end of the day drained, depleted, and unhappy with how little got done, and then often we don't have time or energy to exercise, cook a nice meal, hang out with our kids, enjoy life. And so we end up also not doing a good job at taking good care of ourselves. So the price is big. You're drained, you're fatigued, and you're not taking care of your health. And on the other hand, if you are calm and focused, at least for some good episodes during the day, you handle the distractions, you keep them away for, you know, short, intense periods, you are creative, you connect the dots, you sort of see new patterns and new possibilities, and you end up getting more done. And so when you have a day like that, you get to the end of it and you feel energized. You have energy in the bank to go for a walk, make a nice meal, hang out with your kids, and you feel good when you go to bed that you got all this done.
Well, that's very true. Coach Meg, I'm going to ask you to expand on that a little bit, because you mentioned spending time with our children, and that's certainly a good benefit. What are some of the other benefits of being organized that really impact our children and our families?
Yes, well, you know, a lot of families have the experience of a lot of frenzy and chaos. I don't know whether you've got a household like that, but, you know, when one or two people are disorganized, it can cause frenzy and chaos for everyone. And if you as a parent is disorganized and frenzied, then what you're doing is you're infecting the whole family with that energy, which is scattered, sort of stressed, overwhelmed energy. So as parents, we have a really important responsibility to organize our own minds so that when we are focused on our kids, we're talking to them with our full attention, that when we're getting things done, we're not distracted by doing three things at once. You know, and driving is a really important one. There's some research that shows that parents who talk on the phone while they're driving have distracted teenagers who do the same thing when they're driving. So our modeling of this organized mind is critical to our kids growing up to have organized minds.
That's very good. My guests are Dr. Paul Hammernes and Coach Meg Moore. We're talking about their brand new book, Organize Your Mind, Organize Your Life, Train Your Brain to Get More Done in Less Time. What I liked about your book is that you have the 10 disorganizational complaints that most people have. The problem is that you stick it way at the end of the book, unfortunately. But let's go through some of these things, because I know my listeners have these and suffer from them. Absent-mindedness, easily distracted, overwhelmed by clutter. These are just some of the 10 that you talk about. Let's start with absent-mindedness, and it kind of goes back to the story about the missing keys and so forth. But absent-mindedness is something that we all experience at some time in our lives. What is the brain science behind that? How can we get beyond absent-mindedness?
Well, you're right. We do. We walk through the rules of order, and at the end, in one of the appendixes, we highlight the, you know, really common disorganizational complaints. And in part, the reason to do that was to give people another place to look for similarities in their lives. To say, yeah, okay, that really resonates with me. That's me. I'm the absent-minded one, or no, I'm the distracted one. And then be able to take that and maybe go back into the book and look at the chapter on that too. So we can go back and forth a bit from that appendix back into the chapters of the book. But the brain science is telling us that there are areas of the brain that are involved in keeping your focus and helping us not respond to distractions, but be able to actually have good, what we call, impulse control. So instead of just leaping off task when a text comes up or an email pops up or the phone rings, but to use the remarkable ability of the brain to say no to some of these distractions and to stay on task and to be really present at the moment with focus, and that's going to help tremendously this absent-mindedness, which in part reflects just poor attention the moment you put your keys down. You weren't really paying attention to what you're doing, and then you forget where they were because you really weren't focused in that moment.
All right, Dr. Paul, I'm going to follow on, though, because when I do something that's absent-minded, my first reaction is that I get angry at myself for being absent-minded. That apparently is a fairly common thing I learned from reading your book. Talk to me about that. It's a natural reaction, but one that we have to get over. Why so?
Well, when you get angry at yourself, you know, you end up with this kind of inner battle going on. You know, part of you is defending yourself, part of you feels bad, and it's not productive because it creates more frenzy, which actually then distracts you even more, and you're on a downward spiral, and you basically want to get back in control of your mind, back on an upward spiral, and so far better just to laugh at yourself oh, geez, here I go again. Isn't that funny? You know, wonder when I'll ever figure this out. And if you bring some positive energy to it and a little self-empathy, I mean, you know, do you think there's anybody out there that doesn't do this? I mean, we're all in the same boat today. Distractions we've got. So, you know, be good to yourself, laugh, and then move on. Come up with some positive emotions, and then get your mind back in control, get back in the driver's seat, and start paying attention.
All right. My guests are Dr. Paul Hammernes and Coach Meg Moore. We're talking about their book, Organize Your Mind, Organize Your Life. And one that I really, really connected with at the end of your book there was overwhelmed by clutter. If you took a look at my office, I've got stacks of books coming in from different clients. I've got show forms and everything else. It's a mess. So talk to me about being overwhelmed by clutter. Apparently, I'm not alone in this either. What are some of the things that I can do to declutterify my life?
Well, first, it sounds as though you, like many of us, find that clutter does create frenzy, and that isn't everyone's situation. I mean, I know some professors who live in, you know, in stacks of paper, piles all over their office. You can't hardly walk into it and sit down. And so, you know, and so for some people, it doesn't actually intrude in their thinking processes, and they do just fine. If it's a big deal for you, then it may be a New Year's resolution for you, which is to, you know, to gradually tame not the clutter in your mind, but the clutter in your office. And take it on as a whole year task. You know, if you try to do too much too quickly, you'll create frenzy, and then you'll be back in the overwhelmed place. So, and use the rules of the book. You know, get into a calm moment, sit down, have a little focus session, a conversation just with yourself or someone else about, you know, what would be a good first step here as I look at these piles. You know, what might I do that could make a difference, you know, in the next 20 minutes, and you might even create a vision for you want to be where you want to be a year from now. You know, a year from now, you want to be saying, if we were back with you again, Billy, you'd be saying, you know, gosh, I've got this calm, peaceful office now. What a good feeling. You know, I just find I'm getting more done. I'm enjoying my life more. So, you know, imagine what your life would be like if you were able to get these things into place so that you've got this motivation to keep you going. So, you know, what's the drive to get there? And then just take small steps and have fun doing it.
I like it. That is good advice. My guests are Dr. Paul and Coach Meg. We're talking about organizing our mind, organizing our lives. One of the symptoms that you have in the back of the book there that I identified with was this idea of treading water. So often I feel that I am treading water in everything that I do, partly because of my cluttered office, partly because of a lot of other things as well. What are some of the things that I can focus on, some areas that I need to focus on to get away from that feeling of treading water?
Yes, yeah, so that's the feeling when you're not, you know, you're sort of up to your neck and you really don't have a good picture of where you're going and how you can make a difference in all the domains of your life. You sort of feel like life's pulling you rather than you driving it. And I think the first thing to say is that, you know, don't try to tackle everything at once. Think about the domain in your life, and it may be just your office that would be the trick, but it may be something else that could benefit from more order. And then practice there. And if you're successful, that will spill over into other areas so that eventually you're really in a whole new place and you don't feel like you're underwater. So it's very similar to the overwhelmed state. You know, you just feel like you're not on top of things. So get on top of one area, and then that will actually make a difference to the rest. Kind of lift the boat, lift you up out of the water.
The rising tide floats all boats. I love it. My guests are Dr. Paul Hammernes and Coach Meg Moore. Their book, Organize Your Mind, Organize Your Life, Train Your Brain to Get More Done in Less Time. What do you want readers to take away from reading your book, Organize Your Mind, Organize Your Life?
I would say that the takeaway is that we're aiming for lasting change. That there are a lot of gimmicks out there. There are a lot of new ideas about a new calendar or a new system, and people get frustrated because they don't have lasting change. They don't stick. You know, a month later, even a week later, they're back to where they were in the beginning. And so, the book really is a user's guide or giving you structure and know-how about how the brain is organized, what works, and practical tips around these different areas of the brain that really are fundamentally critical to be organized and to be able to sustain that organization just over months and years versus just the sort of gimmicky jumping right into the solutions approach.
All right. Well, we certainly don't want to have gimmicks. There's no doubt about that. My guests have been Dr. Paul Hammernes and Coach Meg Moore. Organize Your Mind, Organize Your Life is their book. Guys, if my listeners want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
You can visit organizeyourmind.com, and you can buy the book at Amazon and bookstores anywhere,
including our own Bank of Books right here in Ventura. Two locations to serve you, 748 East Main Street and 2682 East Main Street, both in Ventura. Dr. Paul, Coach Meg, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, Billy.
Take care.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, and have a good new year.